John, you've been doing this a very long time. Will you have seen many more dramatic finishes than that? I think you were a goal down after with 5 minutes to go, and you've ended up winning again.
I think it's only what we deserved. You know, I've got the lucky shoes on, the lucky cufflinks. And, you know what? You can make your own luck. And if we had took nothing out of that game, it would have been heartbreaking to take a point. But, you know, to win it, I'm delighted for the players, for the effort they put in. They took everything on board, what we spoke about yesterday. They came up the traps, played really well. We've conceded probably the first shot on our goal, and I think they've had another one, and that's it. We've defended great. We've played on the front foot, we've tried to pass the ball. You know, I can understand our crowd's frustration. They want to go early, they want to go long early when you're getting beat, but there's got to be a way of playing that, and you're not just going to kick it through to their keeper. You know, we've got to be clever, and we were. We passed it really well. We made some good chances. You know, Shea's got the winner with a terrific dive and ender, but he should have scored way before that. You know, he's missed an absolute sitter. But I think we've got our reward for persevering and plugging away. And a week's a long time in football. You know, we could be very, very down after Tuesday night, and rightly so. You know, we let ourselves down. We let the fans down. But we'd have paid them today. We got back. We were confident it was going to be a blip because of the way we've played all season. And, you know, we showed that it was a blip today. We showed that we're a good team. We're a top five, top six team on merit. I think everybody knows that in the league. And, you know, Plymouth are a very good side, and they'll win a lot of games between now and the end of the season. So it's important that we do as well to try and keep ourselves in with a shout of time to get up.
I remember how pleased you were with the performance at Plymouth and how gutted you were to lose the game. Did you feel like it was Groundhog Day after
that? Yeah, I did actually. I thought it was going to be the same again, and, you know, it would have been heartbreaking not to score. In the back of my mind, I always added that we've scored every game at home this season. So I had the back of my mind that, you know, that shouldn't come to an end with the domination that we'd had in the game. And thankfully it didn't.
The only team in the top four divisions to score in every home game this season. How much of an accolade is that?
Well, I think it's testament to the attack and football that we play. You know, we make lots of chances at home, and we make lots of chances away from home, to be honest. And when we don't, and when we turn in a sort of toothless displays against Portsmouth, it stands out like a sore thumb. And so, you know, I'd like to say a big thank you to the fans who stood by us today. You know, they got behind us again. Great. You can't knock the fans who were there. And it was great. It was a great reward for them, you know, for the patience and the perseverance and the loyalty. Because if you'd have come on Tuesday, it would have been easy to throw the towel in and not spend your hard-earned money again. But thankfully, they've stuck with us and they've been well rewarded, and they've got their money's worth twice over there, I think.
Penalty got you back in it. Billy Key pushed in the back, and penalty given, red card for Kelvin Mellor. Any debate about it?
I don't think he can be. Once you give the penalty, he's got to send them off, because Billy's shooting from 6 yards in the middle of the goal. So that's not an issue. I think it was a penalty as well. You know, that Billy's been clever enough to be able to control the ball and get across his man, and then, you know, you've either got to stand back and let him shoot, or if you make a challenge, you run the risk of that. And unfortunately for them, the lads made the challenge and he's been punished for it.
And when the stoppage time board went up, there was a huge roar around three sides of the ground.
Well, that was the good thing, you know. That's what I'm saying about the fans getting behind you. And it gives, even if it gives the players 1% more, or, you know, a fraction of a percent more, it's more. And it definitely lifted them. And, you know, they took it on board. And, you know, it's a great goal, isn't it? You know, it's reminiscent of Andy Gray for Everton diving head along the floor, and just a fantastic feeling, and the feeling of the relief in your stomach, you can't beat it. As I've always said, it's like taking them shoes off that are too tight.
I guess the only negative, Matt Crooks' injury, how is he?
Well, you know, we'll have to assess that. He's jarred his ankle. He's going in for the 50-50 ball. But I must say, Scotty Brown was absolutely superb when he came on. He gave us that injection of pace and energy and work rate. And when you see him sprinting 70 yards out like a Tasmanian devil to go and close down their fullback and stop him playing a ball into our box, that's testament to the character that I know. I've always known that in Scott since he played for me at Southport. And, you know, he's going to prove to be a valuable asset to us.
Bigger picture, how significant could that victory be in your promotion battle?
Well, you know, it was a psychological booster getting to the 60 points as well, which is good. So now we're on that charge to get past the 70 and start cementing ourselves in the playoffs. There's a long way to go. There's a lot of teams who are fighting for them playoff places, and we've got to make sure we're one of them before we think about anything else. But we've had a good season so far, and we want to try and continue, though.
And is the next challenge just finally to kind of reproduce that performance week in, week out, game in, game out?
Well, we knew we had a bank of fixtures coming up, three home games, and we said the minimum we needed to take was six. So we've got a chance of doing that if we can win on Wednesday, which is going to be a very, very difficult game. But, you know, you've seen what our players are about. We're a good footballing side, who are prepared to put the bodies on the line. And, you know, there was a couple of changes today, and then players came in and, you know, were excellent. So you've got to take your hat off to them as well. You know, Mark Hughes getting man of the match, I think he deserved that as well. He was, you know, very steady in influence, and his distribution was very good. And, you know, there's a long way to go yet, but you know what? I'm pleased for the reward that the players got, because I know they were hurting on Tuesday as much as I was hurting. And, you know, fortunately they had a chance to go and do something about it, and they did today.
Can your better half look forward to a better weekend now?
Well, I don't know about that. But no, I mean, we're just concentrating on Wednesday now, and that's our primary focus. And, you know, I know that that'll present its own difficulties. And again, it's getting that balance right between keeping the players fresh and fit. And that's our challenge this week in training.